Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Mem Beis, Nedarim 42a, pagination is 83, starting from Masnisin on the top line, a new Mishnah. We're dealing with the case of a person who made a vow to exclude somebody else from benefiting from his property. Now, there are different factors that our Mishnah is going to consider. One of the factors is, did he prohibit somebody from having any benefit from him? Or this person that he made the vow regarding, did he only forbid him from having food benefit from him? The difference is going to be highlighted whether the person can walk through his field as opposed to whether he can eat things from his field. If the prohibition is far-reaching not to benefit from his land, so the person's not allowed to walk on his land, not allowed to hang out on his land. If the prohibition is limited to food, so then it's merely eating from his property, but walking through would be permitted. The second area of complexity is if we're dealing with Shavuos, the Shemitah year, so then the food that's on this land is not belonging to the owner of the land, doesn't belong to the owner of the land, and therefore it's available even to the person about whom this neder vow was made. During the regular years, it does belong to the owner of the land, and therefore this neder would apply. Taking this a step further, what happens if the person makes the neder while the food exists on the land, but before Shavuos? Now that Shavuos comes, would Shavuos Shemitah take away this neder because it no longer is the property of the landowner? Or once it has been affected by the neder, it remains in its prohibition even after Shemitah has come? So that's a brief overview of some of the considerations that we're going to take into account. Let's begin the Mishnah. Hamoder hano'o mechavero lefnei Shavuos. A person who was the object of such a neder, he's not allowed to have a hanah benefit from his friend, and this vow was made before Shemitah. Eino yored l'soch sadehu, so he's not allowed to go into the other person's field and hang out there. Ve'eino yo'ochel min hanotos, and he's not allowed to eat even from the fruit that's hanging over outside of the land, where he won't have to walk in the land, but he's still benefiting from the other person's fruit. Uvashavius, and if this vow was made during Shemitah, Eino yored l'soch sadehu, he's still not allowed to go onto the land. That level of prohibition is still going to affect him because the land still belongs to the landowner. Aval ochel hu min hanotos, but the fruit does not belong to the landowner, and therefore, if he can access the fruit by what leans over onto the public area, and he's able to get it from in that way, he could access it, so that's going to be permitted, because Shemitah makes the fruit hefker, and it doesn't belong to the landowner. Nodere menu ma'achol lefnei Shavuos. If this landowner only made a vow that this other person should not benefit from him regarding food, but he didn't make a neder across the board, not allowed to benefit from me in any way, so his prohibition is only regarding food. Yored l'soch sadehu, the person is allowed to walk on his land, ve'eina ochel min haperos, but he's not allowed to eat the fruit of the land. Uvashavius, and if it's Shemitah year, Yored v'ochel, because when he makes the vow, it's not going to affect this produce because this produce doesn't belong to him. It's Shemitah year. And therefore, the person can not only go on the land because that level of prohibition was never made. He only prohibited food stuff that belongs to him. And he's even allowed to eat because the fruit, the food doesn't belong to the landowner, and therefore his vow will not affect it. Now, the Gemara develops this by observing that it depends exactly what the wording was in the Neder, as we've encountered numerous times before, because the wording will make a significant difference if the person makes the vow before Shemitah. What will happen when Shemitah comes? Ravu Shmuel de Amri Tavayu, Rav and Shmuel that explain, Nechosim Elu Alecha Lefnei Shavias, if he refers to it as this property shall be forbidden to you, and he makes that vow before Shemitah begins, while it's still in his possession to make vows about it, then Eina Yorid Lesoch Sadeu Ve'Eina Ochel Min Hanotos Afal Pi Sheigia Shavias. Then the prohibition becomes one on the food, because at that point he owned it, and it will remain prohibited even when Shemitah comes, and the person will not be allowed to eat the fruit even after Shemitah comes. Ve'im ba'Shavias Nadar, but if he tries to make this neder during Shemitah, Eina Yored L'Sech Sadeyu, he has power to prohibit access to his land as far as hanging out there goes, Aval Ocho Min Hanotos, but the person will be able to eat from food that he can access because it leans over the fence, because the prohibition that he's trying to make is not something that it's in his possession to make, because he's trying to prohibit food, and the food during Shemitah, when he's making the neder, does not belong to him. Again, that's going to be the rule when he says, Nechasim Elu, this property, this food, because at the time he makes the neder, he's able to affect it. Once Shemitah comes, the prohibition remains on it, and it will remain prohibited, even though it's Shemitah. Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish da Amri Tavayu, and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish introduced a different principle, that Nechosai Alecha, my property, should be forbidden to you, and he said that Lefnei Shavias, Ein Yored L'Sech Sadehu, Ve'ein Ocha Menanotos. So before Shemitah, the person's not allowed to go on his property, and he's not allowed to eat the fruit, even if he can access it without going on the property. But what's unique about this term, Nechasai Alecha, my property, is forbidden to you, is that Higia Shavias, once Shemitah comes, Eina Yored L'Sech Sadeu, is still not allowed to go on the property, Aval Ochel Huesanotos, but those very fruit that were prohibited until Shemitah are now permitted, and he's allowed to eat from them, because the wording was Nechasai Alecha, as long as it is my property, it shall be forbidden to you, as opposed to Nechasim Elu, this property shall be forbidden to you, as it is, it should be prohibited. So then the prohibition actually affects the fruit at a time when you were entitled to affect the fruit. But if you say Nechasai, if it's no longer your property, then it's going to be permitted. And we're explaining this Gemara based on the statement on Amud Beis, Ki Amri Rabbi Yechanan v'Reish Lakish b'Nechasai. Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish were talking about a case of Nechasai, my property. So once Shemitah comes, it's no longer your property and it's not prohibited. V'Rav and Shmuel b'Nechasim Elu. And Rav and Shmuel were talking about when he tries to prohibit the actual fruit then it will remain in effect even when Shemitah comes. V'lo pligi, it's not a machlokes between Rav Shmuel and Rav Yechanan Reish Lakish. And that's indeed how it's codified by the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim Perek Vav, Halacha Yudalid. Bamed Devarim Amurim, when do we have a strict stringency, a prohibition here on the fruit? When he says, this property shall be forbidden, so that even though it later becomes hefker because of Shemitah, it's still going to be prohibited, because when he owned it, the neder was able to apply, and the neder remains. But if he said, the benefit of my property should be forbidden to you, once Shemitah comes, ochel miperos sadehu, he's able to eat from that fruit, sha'rei yatzo mirishus, because it goes out of the possession of the landowner, and it is no longer his, it's no longer his property, and the wording of his neder was, his property, no longer his property, it becomes permitted. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.